Shalom Rav Osei, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech Gimel. We are holding at the bottom of Samech Beis Amud Beis, a good Erev Shabbos, a good Pesach Sheni. So I hope you're having matzah pizza for lunch. I know we definitely are. Anyway, so we are at the bottom here, Samech Beis Amud Beis. We've been talking about all of the things that the people, and specifically up until now the women, at the times of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, how inappropriately they were acting. In terms of let's say being too flirtatious or Gilei Arayos, the Gemara talked about people have been trading spouses. But we're gonna just one more word about the women, then we'll certainly switch to the men, who certainly were not innocent as well. We are at the pasuk with, let's see, how many lines up is this? This is like let's say five lines up on the first word on the line. V'sipech Hashem kadkod benos Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give punishment to the daughters of Israel, meaning they will get with like tzaras type stuff. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, malami shaparcha b'lahem tzaras. This pasuk means that they ended up getting tzaras as one of the punishments. Because k'siv hacha v'sipech v'k'siv hasam u'vaseis u'vasapachas. Right? You have a sipech, sapachas. So apparently you see that they ended up with tzaras. Hashem paschan yara, and Hashem will cause their openings to pour out. Rabbi Shmuel have machlokas as to what exactly this means. Chad amar shenishbechu kekiton. One of them says that it was poured out like a jug, meaning their blood, right? Rechman al-Tzlan. Rashi says, shefechas dam ziva, they just have blood and blood and blood coming out. One of them says it made their openings like a forest. Rashi says nismalu seir, they ended up becoming very hairy all of a sudden. And therefore, it was disgusting to have tashmish with each other, because you see that all the immoral and illicit acts that they were doing. So that was the nimida keneged nimida. Okay, Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Anshe Yishalayim. With the people of Yerushalayim, Anshei Chetz Hayu. They were Bali Gaiva, and they were full of lewdness and licentiousness, and they would talk in inappropriate manners, because the Gemara says, Adam Omer, people would say, Adam Omer L'Chavero, a guy would say to his friend, V'mesa Sa'ad Tayom, what did you eat today? V'pas Amila, or V'pas Shein Amila, did you eat bread that was kneaded, K-N-E-A-D, or bread that was not? B'yayin gordali, b'yayin chardali, good or bad wine? Rashi writes white or black. What kind was the wine? Was it wine? Was it white wine? Was it red wine? You'll see in a second. These are all allusions to their private life, to their personal lives, like how things they do in the bedroom. So Rachav. B'mesav rachav or b'mesav katzar, did you a wide couch, a narrow couch, b'chaver tov or b'chaver ra, with a good person, with a bad person, a good friend or a bad friend, am rav chista v'kulam l'znus. And they're all talking about znus, meaning all of these were kind of ways of asking, how was your relations last night, which is obviously totally, totally unacceptable and inappropriate. And you see that the men were just as immoral as the women. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, now again, we'd begun, that's the end of that. So maybe we had come onto this discussion through a discussion about balsam oil, which is like a perfume, and whether you can wear that out into Shisar Abba on Shabbos. So Rav Chista says one more thing about that, meaning about spices, as it were. Amar Chava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. That's Amar Rav Chista. That was about Znos. My bad. Okay, Amar Rav Chava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Atzi Yushalayim shall kinamon hoyu. Wow, unbelievable that the trees in Yushalayim that they used to use for fire were cinnamon trees. Mishashayu masikim lahem, and when they would burn them, Recha nodeh b'chol Eretz Yisrael. You could smell it throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. Umishacharvu Yushalayim, but after Yushalayim was destroyed, Niknezu, they were hidden. V'lishtayr ela kisaoro. And they only have like a barley size of this beautiful fragrance wood left. And they are found in the storehouse of Queen Tzimtzai. Apparently she is the one, if you can find who that is, figure out who that is. that was her name, and that's that she has the one remaining piece of cinnamon wood. Okay, fine. Now we're switching gears a little bit, and we're talking about a man going out into Shusar Abim. What is a man allowed to wear, right? We said, talked about B'meh Isha, that the whole parak is about what women are allowed to wear. Now we're shifting gears. What about a man? So, lo yitzei ha'ish, lo b'sayif, a person can't go out into Shusar Abim with a sword. Lo b'keshes, not with a bow. Lo b'tris, not with a shield. Lo b'Allah, the Gemara will discuss what an Allah is. V'lo b'romach, and not with a spear. I think an Allah is a mace, if I'm not mistaken. Then we'll get there. V'im yotza chayiv chatos, and if he goes out and Shusar Abim on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatos. Those things are not a tachshit. It's a burden. It's a masui, and therefore he's chayiv midareser. Rabbi Elazar Omar, tachshit and hein lo. No, it's a tachshit for a man to go out with a sword. He looks all bravado, etc., etc. So it's nice. It looks nice. So that's a tachshit, and therefore it is not aser. Is it aser midrabanan? I'm stumbling not. I don't stamina. Chachamim omrim ain't on ela gnai. Chachamim say no. A sword and all these klei mochama is gnai is not nice for him. It's the opposite of that. Shenemar is a pasuk says v'kivato charvosam v'itim v'chinim nisam lemizmaros. Meaning this is the famous pasuk. V'lo yisa goyal goy chare v'lo yimadu old mochama. But in the end of days, Mitzvah Shem Hashem will beat the swords into plowshares, as it goes, right? As the English translation goes, and basically there will be no war. So the claim of Chama is something negative. Right, Rashi says, because they're going to end up being betale and lost since in the future. They'll be gone, so that's not considered a tachshit. Okay. Biris, we mentioned this before. What is a biris? We said it was like a strap that it would hold up a woman's stockings. So that's tahora. It's not considered a kli. V'yotzin baba Shabbos, you can go out with it on Shabbos, not considered a kli. Kabbalim, okay. Kabbalim, you'll see that actually means chains, leg chains, so that a person doesn't walk too fast. You'll see it's not for people in jail. We'll talk about it in a second. They are Tameim, they are Tameh, they are considered a Kaliv in Yotzin Bahem Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. We'll talk about that soon. My Baalos, the Gemara says, what's a Baalos? So that's Kolfa, that is a mace. Fine. Rabbi Elazar, Amo Tachshit and Hainlo, all these Klei Melchama are swords or the weapons is a Tachshit, it's for a man, as opposed to women wear necklaces, real men wear swords. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Amru lo Rabbi Elazar. Mechim achat Tachshit and Hainlo, after they are Tachshitin, Mahim b'teilin was Mashiach. Why do you need to get rid of them in the times of Mashiach? Women will still have jewelry in times of Mashiach. Like, why can't a man walk around with a sword? So I'm lahan lufishin inan tzrichin, because you're not going to need them. Shenam as the pasuk says, lo yisa goyel goy cheriv, etc. Ay v'tehevi lenoi ba'alma, but that'll just be for it looks good. He looks good. If it's a decoration. Well, you don't need the sword, fine. You don't need the gun, fine. But to walk around with a gun, it looks like a man. He's proud of it. So I'm rabaye midi dehava ashraga v'tiara. No. Abai says, it's stupid. It's like you're walking around with a torch during the daytime. It's going to be ridiculous. You're going to look ridiculous. Nowadays, fine, you might look, all cavalier and handsome, but now, back then, you're going to look like an idiot. In the future, you're not going to need the gun. Who's going to have a gun? Who's going to have a sword in the Mos Mashiach? Upligi Shmuel. This is against what Shmuel says. Damar Shmuel ain't been olam hazeh lo olam. Mos Mashiach, ela shibud golios bilvai. The only difference, Shmuel says, fascinating discussion between now and the Mos Mashiach, is Shibud Golios, meaning the opposite, meaning that Am Yisrael will not have Shibud Golios, that they will be back in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be living, Shalva, with worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus Beis David, and they won't be in exile, they won't be under the oppression of the nations. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Kidin Lo Yichdal Avyom Mikarev Haaretz, because there will not be any more, Lo Yichdal Avyon means that there still will be poor people, lo yechta alavion, the poor people will not disappear from the land. Meaning, wealth and poverty is not going to turn into communism here, where everybody shares the wealth. It's still going to have the regular, normal back and forth of give and take of normal society, except we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Tosos, the only Tosos on the daf here, points out that, by the way, it's not only that we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, but we'll also have the Beis Hamikdash, and we'll be in Yerushalayim, and all that stuff. So he says it's lav dafka. It's not that the only thing. When Shmuel says the only thing, it's not really the only thing. Obviously, we'll be worshiping Kodesh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael with all the bells and whistles that goes along with that. But basically, we'll still need swords, right? Still, it still won't be any different than our lives right now. That's a proof for Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said that the prophets are talking about the times of the Mashiach. But in Olam Haba, no one has seen what a Kosh Baruch Hu is going to do. Even the prophets have not prophesied about Olam Haba. And Shmuel agrees with that, but what we've been talking about, i.e., who is the mandama here? Abaye, I guess, yeah, okay, Abaye or the Rabbi Eliezer, right, and that Bryce over there, that's the proof for Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, because that says in Mitzvah Shem, in the Messianic times, so then we will have no more need for swords, etc., etc. Okay. Vigadamri, some people say that, no, that this is actually a support for Shmuel. Not against Shmuel, but a support for Shmuel. Ikad Amri Damrilo Rabbi Eliezer, that they said to Rabbi Eliezer, V'chimeachat shetachshit en heinlo, after that these weapons are, you're telling me that it's a tachshit, v'pnei mahim b'teilin Mosa Mashiach. Why don't you need these swords in the Mosa Mashiach? Samar lehen, afli Mosa Mashiach en b'teilin. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you're right. People still will have swords and, I guess, guns and maces and whatever in the Mosa Mashiach because it looks nice. It's a tachshit. It's just like a necklace for a woman and a sword on a man looks good. And Heinu de Shmuel, this is exactly what Shmuel said, that right, the only difference between the world we have now and the Mosa Mashiach is that we'll be in Eretz Yisrael with the Melech and Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, etc. Upliga de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. And that disagrees with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, right, who said that all the Nevuos do refer to the Mosa Mashiach, and therefore there won't be any war, there won't be any war, etc., etc. Okay. Again, just to clarify, right, that pasuk Lo Yisrael Goy El Goy, if you hold that it's talking about Yimas Mashiach, so then that's against Shmuel. If you hold that it's talking about Olam Haba, so that is agreeing with Shmuel. All right. Amar Le Abaye Lo Rav Dimi. Abaye said to Rav Dimi. V'amri Lo Rav Avia, V'amri Lo Rav Yosef Lo Rav Dimi, V'amri Lo Rav Avia, Lo Rav Avia, V'amri Lo Abaye Lo Rav Yosef. Okay, well, depends on who said to what. But the question is like this: my time with Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Tachshit in Himlo. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason that says that a sword, for example, a weapon, is a tachshit for a man? Tachshivgi based on the pasuk Chagor Char B'chal Yarech Gibor Hodecha V'Hadarecha. Put your sword on your thigh. You're a strong person. Hodecha, it is your glory. Hadarecha, it is your beautification. It's okay. So there you see that from the pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim that a sword is considered a tachshit. Amalei Rav Kaila Amar Breider Rav Huna. Hi, B'divrei Torah. He says, "One second, that pasuk is talking about Divrei Torah. That put your sword, quote unquote, meaning put your knowledge of Torah, arm yourself with your knowledge of Torah, because when you go out to Melchama, i.e., an argument to the base Medrash with your Harusas, etc., so then you'll be, you're glorified and uplifted, etc., etc. So it's not talking about a sword at all." So Amalei says, "Say back to him, no, in Mikra Yotzei the Midei Pshuto. You're right, in a Chanami, if that's what it's talking about, but the simple pasuk of the pasuk is that it's talking about when a sword. It says Chagor Charbecha, so that also is true. Meaning the pasuk never leaves its simple meaning. Rashi says very often in Chumash that yes, you have all these drashos, all this. This is what it means. That's what it means. This is what it means. But the simple pshat of the pasuk is also true. So therefore, that could be a proof and a support for Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a sword is a tachshit." Amar of Gana, Katavena Bar Timli Sari Shannon, when I was 18, have a Gamirna Leila Kule Shas, or Talmud. I learned the entire Torah. Velo Haviadana, the Ain Mikra Yotem de Pshuto Ad Hashta. And I didn't learn that this whole concept, that Ain Mikra Yotem de Pshuto, until now. I didn't realize. I never realized. I learned the entire Torah, but I never realized this Pshat until you just taught it to me. Just to Rashi says over here. My bad. What's the pshat? Who cares? So she goes a little further in the Gemara. Mike Kamash Malan. What is Rav Kahana teaching me? What, he's patting himself on the back, or he's telling it that he didn't realize he must have missed something? No, because he's telling us the Ligmar Inish Rader Lizbar. Person needs to first learn and understand and know the bottom line. Afterwards, you can start going, with a svaro to understand the reasoning. Right? Rashi says, "Taima da kashale da Rav Kahana da lo hava yoda lai taima." He didn't know necessarily all the reasons between the halachos. He knew all the halachos. He knew all the things that the Rabbanan had said, But afterwards, he learned all the reasons to try and figure out back and forth. But the first thing you need to know is you need to know the halacha. Inam aretz chosid. We're going to have that at the bottom of the daf. Not that exact phrase, but the similar thing, that a person doesn't know halacha, it can't be a tzaddik. If you don't know that, doing borer on Shabbos is usher, so you could be the most well-meaning person in the world. But if you don't know the Hilchos Shabbos, which we're learning now, Baruch Hashem, so can't be a tzaddik, can't be a chosid. So that's what he was saying, that he knew all of the Torah, and then he started delving into the reasons. And so therefore, after, when he heard this, Ein Mikra, Yotze Midei Pshuto, so that's how he understood Rabbi Elezer's logic that a sword is considered a takshit. Okay, fine. Simon Zaros. We have a simon now about Zaros, which is it's for the Amoraim that are coming up. I think it's Rabbi Elezer, Ish Lakish, and I forget us. Maybe if it's Hamadehim, I forget already. Okay, anyway, let's go by there. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Eliezer. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim mechadim ze leze ba'alacha. When two Talmidei Chachamim sharpen each other with the halacha, meaning they go back and forth, the charusas, they ask the kashas, and they try and delve into the understanding. So Kosh Baruch Hu matzliach lehem. Kosh Baruch Hu gives them atzlacha. Shnei Emes Pasuk says, v'hadarcha tzlach. And the derech will be successful. Al tukri v'hadarcha ela v'chadadecha. Rather, you can kind of switch around the hey and the chet and the dalid and the resh to a dalid. You can turn it into v'chadadecha when you sharpen each other. V'lo od elish olin l'gedula. Not only that, they will end up rising to gadlus. Shnei Emes tzlach rechav, as Pasuk says, you'll be successful and you'll ride. Right, you'll ride on. You might have thought, even if they're doing so, they'll still be successful and they'll still write the godless. So the Pasuk teaches me, Aldvar Emes. So that says that no, it has to be emistic learning. It can't just be like in order to rise to fame and fortune, etc. You might have thought that if they become Bale Gaiva through their learning, so then they're also going to be successful. No, they have to be anov, and they have to be humble. Then Osen Kane, and if they do so, Zocha the Torah Shenitna B'Yamin. If they actually do this, so they'll be Zocha to the Torah, which was given with a Kosh Baruch Hu's quote unquote right hand. Shenamar V'Sarecha Noros Yiminecha. The Torah is the awesomeness of your right hand. Okay. From Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Nachman Yitzchak says Zocha LeDvarim Shenamar B'Yamina Shal Torah. They will be Zocha to the things that were said with the right hand of the Torah. The Amar Rav Bar Rav Shila Amrila Rav Yosef Bar Chama Rav Sheshas. My Dixia. What does it mean when the pasuk says Orachimim Bimina B'Smola Osher V'Kavod? Right, we say that all the time. Right, davening El Bimina Orach Yomim Ika Osher V'Kavod Lecha. Could it be that with the right hand of the Torah you're going to have Orach Yomim, but not Osher V'Kavod? No. Ella Lemay Minin Ba. For the people who are right-handed, doesn't mean righties. For people who are, Rashi says, for people who are excellent in their understanding of Torah, Rashi says, Shem efashvishin tameim bedikduk uborin kayimin hayiminos b'malacha. Right, just like a person's right hand, not necessarily righty, obviously if you're a lefty, you're a lefty, but just like a person's dominant hand does things better, so if you learn Torah in the best way, right, with your right hand, with the most expert way, so then you will then orach yamim ika v'chol shekein osher v'kavod. Then certainly you'll get orach yamim, and you also get wealth and honor. But las me'ilim ba, for the people who learn Torah with their left hand, i.e., quote unquote, their weak hand, meaning they learn Torah but they don't really learn Torah. They kind of do it I'll use my left hand to do it. So then osher v'kavod ika. So there is reward, there is wealth and honor, but orach yamim leka, it's not necessarily a promise of, arichus yamim. Okay. Amar Rabbi, a lot of agarata today on Samach Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hanuchim Zel Lazeh B'Halacha. When two Talmidei Chachamim are nice to each other in terms of Halacha, right, when they're obviously arguing in terms of Halacha, right, and Rashi says over here that Nochim means Nosin V'Nosin B'Benachas Ruach, right, when they're learning, they're not screaming their heads off, they're nice to each other when they're going back and forth. So they can learn from each other. So Kosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lohem, the Gemara says, Hashem listens to them. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Az Nidabru Yirei Hashem. And the pasuk at the end says that Hashem will listen to them. And in dibur ela nachas, interesting Gemara, the dibur implies that you're speaking nicely. Shnayim, the pasuk says, "Yadber amim tachtenu." That the pasuk says that he will speak, nations will speak under us, under our feet. Which is interesting because you know the Gemara elsewhere, I forget exactly where, says that usually daber is or vayedaber. Is Lashon Kasha, right? We learned that from Yosef's brothers. The Shvatim came back to Yaakov and they say, Daber Adoni Haaretz Itanu Kashos, that the man in charge of Mitzrayim, i.e. Yosef, spoke with us harshly. So the Gemara usually says that, for example, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor is more harsh. Daber Kosom Mar Levnei Yisrael, or Leves Yisrael, I think what the pasuk says, when it says Vayomer is much more softer. But okay, the Gemara here seems to imply that Dibur El is benachas, is more soft, is more kindly. So if you have a pshat, if you have a teretz for me, I'd love to hear it. Anyway, okay. Vayter. Umay lechoshvei shema. What does it mean when the pasuk says Hashem will give chesed for the people choshvei shema, think about his name. Amar Rabbi Ami, afilu chishev asos mitzvah v'nenas levilo asa. Even if a person thinks to do a mitzvah, and it is for whatever reason, there's an onus, there's a something that's beyond his control, and he doesn't do the mitzvah, ma'alel avakasu kilu, also the pasuk Kosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he did the mitzvah anyway. Amar Rav Chinen Abar Idi, kol ha'osa mitzvah kama'amara, anyone who does a mitzvah like it was said, i.e. in the best possible way, in mevasser sob saras ro'os, a person will never hear bad news, shenemar shomer mitzvah lo yeda devara, because the pasuk says, someone who keeps mitzvahs will never know something bad. Dafka, right now, actually, we got tremendous news. There was a girl, a 20-year-old, I forget her, an 18-year-old girl, whatever it is, from Amat Beit Shemesh, who was missing for like 5 days, and they Baruch Hashem, on Erev Shabbos, they just found her, I think, supposedly healthy, so Baruch Hashem, that's, someone's missing for 5 days, you get very nervous, but Baruch Hashem, Pazik says, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara, Chazdei Hashem, Am Yisrael is not hearing any bad news at this moment. All right, anyway. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, V'itim Rabbi Chanina, some people say it's Rabbi Chanina, Afilu Kosh Baruch Hu goes or Gzeira, even if a Kosh Baruch Hu makes a Gzeira, Hu Mevatla. A person who's doing a mitzvah, like in the best way, can be Mevatla this Gzeira. Shnei Amar Zabazik says, Ba'asher Dvar HaMelech Shulton, Ami Yomar Lo, Mi Yomer Matese, the king is in charge, but who could say to him, "What are you doing?" Matese. So, and the pasuk says right afterwards, "If someone claims Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaras," right afterwards, the pasuk says, "Someone who keeps mitzvah won't know bad things." So, apparently, who's the person that can tell a king who's in charge of stuff not to do what he's doing? Someone who does the mitzvos in the best possible way. And therefore, and who will know no evil news? Okay. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Excuse me. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamakshivin Zela Zela Halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim who are listening to each other in Halacha. Right. Rashi says Malamdim Zedze and Mavinim Zedze, who learn, teach each other, and kind of understand each other. So Kosh Baruch Hu Shomei Lekolim, Kosh Baruch Hu listens to them. Shanamar as Bazik says, Hayoshevus Baganim Chavirim Makshivim Lekolecha Hashmini. People who live in the gardens, friends listening to each other. I am hearing it. V'im Ein Osin Kein, and if they don't do so, so Gormen Lashkina Lemistalak Esmi Yisrael. If they don't actually learn from each other, so that it causes Rachman Letzlan the Shkina to leave Am Yisrael. Shanamar as Bazik says, Brach Dodi Udime, fly, run away, Brach, run away, Dodi, referring to Kosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Okay. Am Rabbi Abi, Am Rabbi Shlakish, Am Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Talmid Chachamim Hamadgilim Zedze B'Alakha, when two Talmid Chachamim are Madgil, Rashi says, Me'asfin Zedze, they gather each other, meaning they go, they hang out together. Ve'omrim bo v'nilmad v'novin. They say, come, let's learn and let's understand. Bein shneinu, between the two of us. Ho ve'in lanu rav v'lamdeinu, because they don't have a Rebbe to teach them. Right? Let's say two people are left for whatever reason, they're unable to go to yeshiva. And so they say, they come together, they say, you know what, let's learn from each other, because we can't go learn from our Rebbe. So Kosh Baruch Hu Oavan, Hashem loves them. Shnem, as the pasuk says, v'diglu alai ava. Right? It'll be my degel, my flag is Ahava. Amar Rava says, "Vehu di yodi tzursa dishmaitza." That's as long as they know what they're talking about. For the lesley Rava b'masa the migzar minei, and they don't have a teacher in the city, in the neighborhood, to learn from. Meaning, assuming they know what they're talking about, right? You can't, if people don't know what they're talking about, they say, let's go learn. Yeah, and they don't know if they're doing it right. Right? You could say, someone who doesn't know Aleph Beis, they'll say, come, let's go. And two people who don't know Aleph Beis, go learn Gemara. If they don't have a teacher, they're not going to know what they're talking about. So as long as they know what they're talking about already, they have a basis on which to stand, so then they can go and do that. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Godol Hamalave Yoser min Ha'oset Tzedakah. Someone who lends money is a halva is greater than tzedakah. Umatu Bakis, and someone who puts money in someone's pocket, Yoter Mikulan, is greater than all of them. Rashi says that it's not that you're putting some money in a person's pocket, you're kind of giving him investment. Right, meaning that person is going to try and give a person a parnasa. You're giving someone a loan, or you're trying to set up a business. What's the phrase? Is it's better you could give someone a fish, or you could teach him how to fish. That's the same meaning over here. Someone who puts money in someone's pocket, i.e., someone who gets his business off the ground. That's better than anything. Rashi says, "Lefish ein ha'ani bosh badaver." Rashi diber maskel gadol hamalva, because again, we're trying to make the ani not embarrassed. Right, a person certainly is embarrassed to ask for tzedakah, but when he's getting it either as a loan or as a support for his business and investment in his business, so no one who gets an investment from a rich person, right? If you've seen Shark Tank, the people are not embarrassed to ask for these loans and investments. They're thrilled to start their business with the backing of someone who's wealthy. So that's the greatest tzedakah you can give. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Not that the Gemara needs support from Shark Tank, but okay, anyway, fine. Rabbi Abba says, "Name Shimon ben Lakish, im tamid chacham nokim benoter kenachashu, if a tamid chacham, even if a tamid chacham, takes nekama, takes revenge, like a snake," which is obviously not appropriate, "so chagrei amasnecha." So keep him close to your hip. Meaning, don't necessarily run away from him. And the opposite, im amaretz hu chassid, and if an amaretz is a big tzaddik, al tador bishchento. Don't live in his neighborhood. Meaning, it's better to be with a talmid chacham who's not so great in midos than with an amaretz who is very, very pious. Meaning that, and that's the same meaning, that a person who doesn't know halacha, so you can't necessarily, if you're looking to be a tzaddik, so you need to know halacha. The bottom line, if a person's character is not, 100%, so that's also bad, obviously. That's not 100%, that's not good, but it's the alternative to hang out with the Amma Aretz, who's not a tzaddik. So a person needs to learn Torah. A person needs to know the halacha, and that is that person can adjust his midos afterwards. But the bottom line is that person needs to know Torah, and he should. It's better to hang around the Talmud Chacham who has not perfected his Beit Adam Lechaver yet. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Le, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Le, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Call the gadol kelav rabbi zoch beso. If someone has a bad dog in his house, monea chesed mitzoch beso. He chesed is prevented from coming into his house. Rashi says that he's not able to give tzedakah because poor people are afraid to come to his house because the dog is going to bark, and people are afraid to go. Right? You don't put a sign on your door: beware of cat. But obviously, if you have a dog that yells and barks, and that'll scare people from coming by, you won't be able to do tzedakah and chesed to people. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Lamas merehu chesed. Someone who takes away chesed from his friend, shekin belashon yivon is karim lekelev lamas. Right? It's not talking about the pasuk. Is not talking about a dog, but in Greek, it's a dog is a lamas. Is that true? I don't know. But the Gemara darshens out that a dog will prevent a person from doing chesed, from doing tzedakah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, af porg menu yiras shemayim. So a person will also end up throwing off Yiras Shemayim from his shoulders. Shemayim, as the pasuk says, Yiras Shakai Yazov. And that's the end of that pasuk. That he will end up throwing off the Yiras Shemayim. So who itzo de aile, for example, in the Gemara, just to explain this, who itzo de aile lehu beisa lamefa. There was a woman who was pregnant who went to a certain someone's house to bake. Right, obviously that. Nowadays, that sounds ridiculous, but back in the day, not everybody was so wealthy. Not everybody had an oven. So she went over to someone else's house to bake. And Navach Bekalva, and the dog barked at her. And he's Akar Vlada. And Rachman Litzlan, the womb, the fetus became, was Nisakar, was, I don't know if it fell out, but it means it was, Akira means an up, to uproot something. So the fetus got jostled, got a, yeah, I don't know if she lost, Mustama, she lost the baby. Amrle Amari, but it wasn't, it must have not have been obvious, because Amrle Amari de Beso, because the master of the house said, Lo Sidchali, don't be afraid. The Shakili Nive, the Shakilin Torfix. I took out its claws and teeth. So Amrle, she said to him, Shakula Tibusecha Vashade Achizra, take your tov, your kindness, your chesed, and throw it into the thorns, because Kvar Nod Vlad, because the fetus has already moved. Maybe she could tell that there was something wrong with it now, or whatever. Maybe she, I don't know. But Rachman al-Islam, lo aleinu, she had already had some sort of miscarriage because of the barking of the dog. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, what does it mean when this pasuk says, Smach b'chur b'yeludusecha v'tivcha libcha b'mei b'churusecha v'aleich v'darkei libcha u'marei necha v'daki al-eila yiviecha ha'elokim b'mishpat. Just quickly be happy with your childhood, let your heart be happy when you're young, and go in the ways of your heart and after your eyes, but know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, in the end, bring you to judgment on these things. Right? The first, it seems like counterintuitive. Go after your eyes, right? Be happy when you're young, go after your heart and your eyes. That's why we Chazal caution us to do that. So the Gemara explains, Ad Kan Divrei Yetzer Hara. Yeah, that's what the Yetzer Hara says. Yeah, run after what looks nice, what your heart wants, what your eyes want. That's the Yetzer Hara. But Mekan Ve'elech, afterwards, at the end of the pasuk, when it says, just know, by the way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to judgment for those things, that's the Yetzer Tov. That's the Divrei Yetzer Tov. Reish Lakish said, Reish Lakish Amar, Ad Kan Divrei Torah, that the first part was talking about Divrei Torah, that what's it called? That go after, right? Meaning rejoice, be besimcha, not with the taivas of Olam Hazeh, but with the Divrei Torah, right? Make sure you learn Torah Shtark when you're young, as much as you can, and be besimcha with the Torah that you learn, and enjoy, rejoice, besimchadik, mikave elech maisim tovim. And afterwards, that know about maisim tovim, that if you don't end up doing maisim tovim, so that's Kosh Baruch Hu will bring you to judgment for that. My kids just asked me, you know, they're cute, and they said, "What do you? How do you call good mice in Hebrew?" So obviously, the answer is mice and tovim, which is adorable. But anyway, okay, that's where I'm holding now with jokes from my 11-year-old. Okay, biris. Okay, back to the Mishnah. We said that a biris is tahor, and you can go out with it on Shabbos, meaning it's not a kli, it's not a makabel tuma. And therefore, you're allowed to go out with it. You're also allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. But these, well, let's go right there. Amar Rav Yehuda, we'll see exactly what the Gemara says. Rav Yehuda says, "Biris zu etz ada," refers to some sort of bracelet. Masiv Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Biris tor v'yotzei on Shabbos. The Mishnah says that a biris is tor, and you can go out with it on Shabbos. V'ilu etz ada tmeihi. A bracelet is mekabel tuma. It's a kli. So Achikamar, so this is what Rav Yehuda meant to say. Biris tachas etz ada omedes, that a biris is instead of etz ada, instead of a what's it called, a bracelet. And Rashi says that meaning the bracelet, because a bracelet used to be worn tight around the arm. So a biris is the same thing, but around the leg. As Rashi says, Shabizro omedes b'shuk lahaksik bate shukel. Right, again, v'yiru shokat, that a woman, it's something to use, some sort of tight thing to hold up a woman's stockings. That's what we've been saying the whole time. Yosef Ravin, Rav Yehuda, v'Rav Huna, kamed Rav Yirmiya, v'yosef Rav Yirmiya, v'kamed Amnim. That's Rav and Rav Huna were hanging out with Rav Yirmiya, and Rav Yirmiya was kind of dozing off. V'yosef Ravin, v'kamer, and Ravin said, biris ma'achas kvalim b'shtayim, that birim, right, we had mentioned two things in the Mishnah. The birim, biris is this kind of like thing at the top of the stocking, and that is tahor, and you can go out with it on Shabbos. But we said the kabbalim, these chains that we're going to see, leg chains, right? So you don't walk too fast. They are makabel tuma, and you're not allowed to go with that. You're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. So Ravin said that biris ba'achas, that a biris is with one. Is usually on one leg, but kabbalim is b'shtayim, is on two legs. No. Both of them are on both legs, on two legs. And they actually turn into each other. That a biris can turn into a kabbalim if you put chains between the two. Meaning both of them are these, I guess, circular kind of tight things that will hold up stockings. But if you put a chain between the two of them, I guess they were, you know, you could put a loop or whatever. So then you can turn the biris into the kabbalim. Or says what? The shalshal shabo mishavir leimana. What, a chain makes it into a kli? Because remember, a biris is not a kli, therefore it's tahor, and you can go out with it on Shabbos. Kabbalim is a kli, therefore it's makabel tuma, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And then, so how does the chain turn it into a useful kli? So the Gemara says, if you can tell me like Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, the Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, minayin l'mashmiya kol b'kli matachos shu tamei. How do you know, that a metal kli that makes noise is considered a kli? Right? It's mekabel tuma, shenamar kol davar sheyavo ba'esh, right? We had this before, right? By the bell, that anything that goes into the fire, afil dibur b'mashma, even kol davar, dibur is like something that will create a kli, meaning a bell, and therefore can be called tuma. So that doesn't make any sense because bishlam hasam, I get it over there, right? Because it's a bell, kabol lekalak v'kavin ma'isa, because you want the noise. But hacha my ma'isa kavin, what kind of noise is this chain helping you? So it can't be because it makes a noise. There's no purpose to a noise. It's not that we're not dealing with like a prisoner where you need the noise of the chains. What's going on? How does this chain between the two birises make it into a kabbalah, and therefore a kli, and therefore a kabbal tuma? As Gemara says, ha'chanami kavin ma'isa. No, the chain does do something for you. Damar avar rechanan, am yochanan, mishpacha achas ha'isa b'yushalayim, shayu psi'ehem gasos. Fascinating. There was one family in Yushalayim who were very tall. They must have taken long steps when they walked. Vayu b'sul se'em noshos. And apparently they were fragile physically, and the hymen of their daughters would fall out when they walked in this manner, which is obviously not the chachila. So asu lahem kabbalim. So therefore they made chains for them. Vitilu shal shalas benayim, and they walked out therefore with this chain. They made them cables, right? The kabbalim, right? Between a chain between these between the birises, between the bands over their stockings. Shelo yihu psiusam gaso, so that they shouldn't step so far, right, so quickly, right? They'd walk more normal. Velo hayu psiusam noshos, and the hymens would end up staying in their bodies. Okay, isar behu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Therefore, right, again, we mentioned that he was kind of dozing off. Rabbi Yirmiyah all of a sudden woke up and amar lehu, and he said yasher koach. That's very good. Lechin amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's also exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, just a little further. Ki Asar Avdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and then we have an interesting story at the end. Actually, from a Gemara, not here. Ki Asar Avdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avdimi came to Bavel, so he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Minayim La'orig Shekol Shu Shu Tamei. How do you know that anything that is orug, anything that is woven, is makabel tuma? You learn that from the tzitz. From the tzitz, which read Shehu Davar Muat, which was small, Umenacho Im Tachshite Kohen. And we counted amongst the tachshitim of the Kohen, right? Since it was very, very small, but it was counted as a tachshit, so you see that it is, mekabel tuma, it is chashiv, it's considered a kli. Amalei Abaye said to Rav Dimi, one second, v'tzitz oriku, whoa, tzitz was woven? The tzitz, right? V'atani would learn that Abaye said, tzitz kimin tas shows off, it was a plate of gold, v'rochav shtei etzbaos, it was two etzbaos wide, Umukaf me'ozen le'ozen, it went from ear to ear, meaning it was on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, right from ear to ear. V'kosavolav b'shtei shitin, it was written on two lines, yud hei lamala and kadosh lamed lamata. Right, we usually think of the tzitz as saying kadosh l'shem. Well, it was actually, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim here, but the pashas of the Gemara is that it was yud and hei, meaning Hashem Hashem lamala, and kodesh le on the bottom. Yeah, that's what Rashi seems to say. Right, there are other opinions, but Lamaisa, let's just say Rashi said that it was Hashem's Yudke Vavke, and then Kodesh La on the bottom. Okay, found Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi says, Ani Re'isiv Be'ir Romi, I saw in the Roman city, in the I guess, in the storehouses of the Romans, right? Obviously, they destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash and took all the stuff with them to Rome. The cost of the puzzle, right, under the Vatican. If everybody can get into the Vatican archives, so I bet you'd see a lot of Jewish stuff. So Rabbi Elazar ben Reuel, he said, "Ani receiv bi Romi, I saw the tzitz, because of Kodesh Lashem Mishita Achas." Actually, it was written Kodesh Lashem on one line. We'll just finish this. Finish the what's it called, the Gemara, and then we'll tell that story about Rabbi Elazar ben Reuel. Fascinating story when he actually got into the storehouses up in Rome. Kisolak Rav Dimi le Narada. When Rav Dimi went to Narada, Shalak Lehu, he sent back to them. He sent back to Bavel. Right, what I said to you about the tzitz being woven was a mistake. Right, Baram Kach Amru Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, because for sure this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Minayin la tachshit kol shiyush utame. How do you know that any type of tachshit, no matter what size it is tame, is from the tzitz? Then you learn from the tzitz. It's nothing to do with the tzitz being woven. The tzitz was a golden piece that went on the coins for it. And how do you know that anything that is woven is tamei? Right, this is a separate halacha because the pasuk says me o beged. Right, from the fact that it says o beged or o sak, the pasuk lists all these things that can become tamei. So the fact that it says o beged with the o, but that will include right. That is a ribui that it will include anything. In any size woven item. So just to go back, if you're pressed for time on Erev Shabbos, you can kind of, we'll stop here. But the story with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, he was actually, when he went into the storehouses in Rome and saw all this stuff, how could he get in there, right? The Roman Empire, they exiled us. How could they let a Jew in to just check it out? What is he, like an archaeologist? So the Gemara says in Me'ila and Daf Yud Zayin, that actually Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi was the wingman in this operation. That the Romans made a gzera, a bunch of gzeres, not to keep Shabbos, not to keep Mila. And first the Gemara says, I forget the Tana or the Amora, who the Rav, who went to come fight it, but actually fascinating story, that the one Rav went to Rome, disguised himself as a Roman, and argued logically that all of the decrees should be repealed. That they kind of like got into the Roman court and like put forth all these arguments and took some time, but he convinced them that the Xeros were ridiculous, that it made no sense. And then they figured out he was a Jew and they put them back and with force. And so the Gemara said, now what are we going to do? We have to send some other people to Rome to try and get the decrees lifted. So, but the Lamaisa, the Romans are not happy, so what are we going to do? So they said, let's send Rishon Bar Yochai, Lag BaOmer is next week, fascinating, it's very roy to finish off with the story of Shem Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. So they sent Shem Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. And how did they get into the emperor's good graces? So a shade by the name of, I think it's Bentradion, I forget exactly, but basically, let's say it's Bentradion, a shade, a demon appeared to Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, and he said, I'll help you out. And Rishon Bar Yochai, so basically the shade went into the emperor's daughter's body and she was screaming her head off, going crazy, made her nuts. And Rishon Bar Yochai showed up and said, I can heal her. And the emperor said, well, if you can heal her, you can have whatever you want. And Rishon Bar Yochai said, okay, Bentradion, or whatever the shade's name was, get out. And the shade left. Right, that was their agreement. They had decided they'd done this before. They had arranged that before. So then he left, and she was healed. And the emperor was like, "Wow, I'll give you anything. Go into my storehouse. Go into the archives. You can take or see or rip up anything you want." So obviously, at the time, they needed to rip up the Xeris. But there, the Gemara says they went in to see all these things that the Romans had taken from the Beis HaMikdash. There the Gemara doesn't talk about the tzitz. Here the Gemara talks about the tzitz, and Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi said that he saw the tzitz, and so it was written Kodesh Hashem on one line. There it says that he saw the paroches, and the blood that had been sprinkled on it by the Kohen Gadol, that it was still on the paroches. That's what the Gemara says there in Me'ilah. But anyway, that's a fascinating story. He thought it was Shayach to share on basically Erev Lag BaOmer. Mitzvah Shem and Rabbi Yossi, have a great, great Shabbos, and we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow.